And you know, when I was over at the Costco store, I was meeting folks who had started off as at the cash register, and you know, now were in supervisory positions and had been there for 20 years, and you could see the kind of pride that they had in the company because the company cared about them. I even received a letter the next day from a woman who saw my visit on TV. She decided to apply a job for Costco. She said, well, let me apply for a job at Costco. They look like they do a good job. So across the country, owners of small and large businesses are recognizing that fair wages and higher profits go hand in hand. It's good for the bottom line. And as America's chief executive, I agree. So while Congress decides what it's going to do, and I hope this year, and I'm going to work this year and urge this year that they actually pass a law, today I'm going to do what I can to help raise working Americans' wages. So today, I'm issuing an executive order requiring federal contractors to pay their employees a fair wage of at least $10.10 an hour. $10.10 an hour. This will make a difference for folks. Right now, there's a dishwasher at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas making $7.76 an hour. $7.76 an hour. There's a fast food worker at Andrews right down the street making $8.91 an hour. There's a laundry worker at Camp Dodge in Iowa making $9.03 an hour. Once I sign this order, starting next year, as their contracts come up, each of them and many of their fellow co-workers are